Blog Talk Radio.
Unto thee, that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Dear Heavenly Father, I praise you and honor you as my Lord and Savior. You are in control of all things. I thank you that you are always with me, and will never leave me nor forsake me. You are the only all-powerful and only wise God. You are kind and loving in all your ways. I love you and thank you that I am united with Jesus Christ and spiritually alive in him. I choose not to love the world or the things in the world, and I crucify the flesh and all its possession. Thank you for the life I now have in Jesus Christ. I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can be guided by you and not carry out the desires of the flesh. I declare my total dependency on you, and I take my stand against Satan and all his lying ways. I choose to believe the truth of God's word, despite what my feelings may say. I refuse to be discouraged. You are the God of all hope, the God of my refuge. You are my rock and my fortress. Nothing is too difficult for you. I am confident that you will supply all my needs as I seek to live according to your word. I thank you that I can be content and live a responsible life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who strengthens me. I take my stand against Satan, and I command him and all his evil spirits to depart from me. I choose to put on the full armor of God so that I may be able to stand firm against all the devil's schemes. I submit my body as a living and holy sacrifice to you, O Lord, and I choose to renew my mind by your living word. By so doing, I'll be able to prove that your will is good, acceptable, and perfect for me. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we would like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 13 through 30, the King James Version. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, El hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as it were with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and hath smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and will hiss unto them from the end of the earth, and behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. None shall be weary nor stumbled among them. None shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. Whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent, their horses' hoofs shall be counted like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring shall be like a lion. They shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar, and lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it. And in that day they shall roar against them like a roaring of the sea. And if one look unto the land, behold darkness and sorrows, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Tonight's lesson, as we continue on the understanding of the Book of Revelations, will be the dynamics of hell.
I'm yours.
Welcome once again to the Oaths of Christ Ministries Present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight will be the dynamics of hell. What is hell? Hell is a prison, and like any prison, it is for the purpose of punishment for crimes committed. In the case of hell, the crimes are called sin. Hell is a place that is a holding tank for those who die without Jesus Christ. It is a place of continual fire burning. It is hot beyond belief. If you die without Jesus Christ, your soul and spirit go to this place of punishment. Your soul and your spirit can exist in this fire, and you will feel every bit of the pain of being burned. Yet you will not be consumed or burnt up. Hell is a real place of fire. Hell, like most prisons, has entrance gates. Matthew 16, verse 18 says, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In the Bible, hell is also called Hades or Aids, the pit, Sheol in the Hebrew spelling, and Gehenna in Hebrew. What happens right before someone goes to hell? It is important that you first understand that hell is more of a holding prison, in that its occupants are there temporarily until they are judged and sentenced and sent to a final prison. It is like a local jail that criminals are held in until they are judged and sent to the state or federal prison. The following steps are what happens en route to hell. Your body stops functioning. You immediately become aware of the spiritual world because you are now in it, and no longer can you function in the natural realm without your body. Your spirit, the real you, then leaves your non-functioning or dead body in a soul. Your spirit is eternal. That means it will forever exist, even when your body dies. Your spirit immediately goes to hell if you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and lived for Him. Luke 16, verses 19 through 31. Where is hell? Hell is a spiritual place which exists in the spiritual realm. The spirit world is almost like another dimension, coexisting with us in this dimension. We seem to share the same space, but on different planes. With hell, the same principle is true. The Bible says that hell is in the lower parts of the earth. Ephesians 4, verses 8 through 10. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the low parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. How can hell be in the lower parts of the earth, when there's scientific proof that tells us that magma molten lava is there? It is the truth of coexisting dimensions sharing the same space. In the natural plane, it is molten lava, but on the spiritual plane, it is unquenchable fire. Both are hot. The natural man cannot exist in either, but the spirit of a man can exist in both. The growth of hell. There are so many people going to hell that hell has to enlarge itself to facilitate the multitudes coming. Isaiah 5 verse 14 says, therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. God never intended man to go to hell. It was rather created for Satan and the fallen angels. All man's glory, or most everything and everyone that we exalt, shall go there. Some people believe that hell is what they are experiencing or going through now. They believe that hell is like some personal bad time or mental state of mind. It is not. It is rather an actual place that you are sentenced to for punishment, and that punishment far exceeds any bad time, crisis, issue, chastisement, or punishment that this physical world has ever seen. Matthew 5 verse 29 says, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast in hell. The dynamics of hell. Hell is a place of unquenchable fire. Although hell is a place of fire and its prisoners are constantly burning, they yet never burn up. How can that be? How can something burn but not be consumed? Exodus 3 verse 2 gives us proof of this fact. It reads, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. It could make a bush burn in the natural and not be consumed or turned to ashes. Surely he can do the same in the spirit realm with the souls of people. Hell is a place of torment. This torment includes great thirst that will not be quenched with water. Luke 16 verses 23 through 24 says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seed Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Hell as eternal worms or maggots, hell as maggots or worms that continue to eat your spiritual flesh. These worms or maggots cannot die. Mark 9, verses 43 through 44 says, And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Hell is full of people crying and grinding their teeth. No matter how strong, brave or courageous a person may have been on earth, in hell, they will cry and grind their teeth. All you can do is cry when you know that you are eternally doomed. Matthew 13, verses 41 through 42 says, The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Hell is a dark place, although it is full of fire. Hell is utter darkness, because you are away from the true light of the world, Jesus Christ. Matthew 22, verse 13 says, Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into utter darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There is a great canyon that separates hell. At one time, the underworld was split into two parts, paradise and hell. Between both of them was a huge chasm or canyon called a gulf. This canyon prohibited or stopped those from either side getting to the other. When Jesus Christ rose from the grave, he emptied out the paradise side and brought all of the saints up to heaven. But the hell side is still accepting those who die without Jesus Christ. Hell has chained fallen angels. The angels that sinned in Noah's time by having sexual relations with human women are in chains in hell. 2 Peter 2, verses 4 through 5 says, For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. This does not include the angels who rebelled against God with Satan. Their judgment is soon to come. We will take a short break and come right back. Once again, we appear to be having some technical difficulties, so we will continue our lesson.
Lord, I thank you that even while I was your sinner, you came down and paid the price, the price that no one else could have paid, as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing to say, and they were coming to take me away. When a voice from heaven
again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. And as a reminder, we are on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org, and you can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. And if you have any questions, you can email us or you could write to us. Our email address is hodminister@gmail.com. And if you are going to write to us, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We will get right back into the lessons, The Dynamics of Hell. And we're going to be speaking to you now, encouraging you and tell you what it takes for you to get to hell. You are the one who chooses to purchase a ticket to hell. Going to hell is a decision that people make by rejecting Jesus Christ and or living unrighteously. I will repeat that. Going to hell is a decision that people make by rejecting Jesus Christ and or living unrighteously while saying they believe in Jesus Christ. All those who sin without repentance and forgiveness through Jesus Christ will be in hell. All those who live wickedly or live in sin, all it takes is one sin will go to hell. Psalms 9 verse 17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." The words "turned into" means given over or sent to hell. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9 through 11 and Galatians 5 verses 19 through 21 gives us a short list of those who will be going to hell. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 11 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, having sexual relations with anyone out or not married to, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate," meaning homosexual or gay people, "nor abusers of themselves with mankind, any sexual activity that is outside of God's design and purpose, including prostitution, nor thieves, nor covetous, people who are desirous of other things or just lusting after things, nor drunkards, nor revelers, slanderers, nor extortioners, robbers, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were come of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God." Galatians 5, verse 19 through 21 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, impurity, lasciviousness, indecent people, including our dress and conversation, idolatry, witchcraft, sorcery, including astrology, tarot cards, going to psychics, atrage, variance, a person who likes to be in disagreements and disputes, emulations, ambitious or rivalry, wrath, strife, sedition, trying to overthrow legal authority, heresies, opinions about God that are outside of truth, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, party people, and such the like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Although our society says that these things are all right to do, God does not, and he will send us to hell if we don't repent, stop doing them, and ask him to forgive us for the times we did do it. People who are ungodly, despise government, presumptuous, self-willed, unclean, and walk after the flesh, are unjust in God's eyes, and will have their day of judgment and punishment. 2 Peter 2, verse 9 to 10 says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Hell and the lake of fire are forever." Matthew 25, verses 41 through 46, tells us of those who are going to heaven and hell. But verse 46 tells us that both are forever. It reads, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. Hell will only allow its prisoners out one time, and that is to be judged and thrown in the lake of fire." Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Not only will the people that were in hell be thrown into the lake of fire, but hell itself will be thrown in. Revelation 20, verse 14. Jesus Christ has the keys to death and hell. Revelation 1, verse 18, tells us that Jesus Christ has the key to death and hell. But Jesus does not just hold the keys to death and hell. He is the key to overcoming death and hell. Qualifications for heaven and hell. Heaven. The Bible says in the book of John 3, verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Also, John 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." L. Do nothing about Jesus Christ. Live your life in a sinful manner. Do what you like instead of what the Bible says. Keep putting off giving your heart to Jesus Christ until it's too late. Some may say, "They don't believe any of this." But just like with many other things in life, whether we believe in them or not, they still are going to happen. You can say that you don't believe in the following the law or in police authority, but that does not stop them from arresting you. If you do something wrong, you will be judged on what you do in this life. So don't just think that you can live life any way you want and get away with it. You also do not get a second chance after you die. The Bible says, it is appointed unto men once to die, after that the judgment. Also, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel 33, verse 11, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? The only way to escape this eternal punishment in hell is to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The only way to get your name in that book is by a decision to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In the Bible, the book of Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15 says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up their dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was found not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Beloved, you have a choice today, placed before you. Each of us will one day have an appointment with death. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow or a year from now, for no one knows when. And the question you must ask yourself, am I ready? We must search ourselves and answer that question. Am I ready for death? What are you going to do with Jesus Christ? Accept him as your Lord and Savior? Live for him and have eternal life in heaven? Or you're going to reject him and hell will definitely be your eternal home. Beloved, you must choose.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I tell
Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 16, verse 24 says, He said, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I'm going to ask you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Romans 3 verse 10 says, As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 verse 23 says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 verse 23 says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10 verse 9 says, That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever offered. Why not accept Him now? Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I know that Jesus Christ can save me, and He is the only one who can save me. I believe in my heart that you, Lord, raised Him from the dead. Dear Lord, forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my life. I am sorry for my sins. Right now, I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Oh.
beloved, I would just like to remind you and to encourage you that we have a choice placed before us today. Each of us will one day have an appointment with death. We never know when. And the question we must ask ourselves, are we ready? I encourage you to take a few minutes and reflect and to think deeply, are you ready? Are you ready? Continue on this spiritual journey. Our lessons for tonight was the dynamics of hell. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lessons, or if you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Almont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We encourage you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we also encourage you to fellowship with us. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls. And our vision is the last day's book of Acts. Once again, we encourage you to join us on this spiritual journey. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded in death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. God bless you, and good night. Whoa.